is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. We are joined on the phone by Jessica Robinson. Jessica, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, no problem, Jessica. So let's talk about your new tune, Thunderstruck, and how your new one kind of came to be.
Thunderstruck, I was really, really lucky to be one of a few females that decided to take a risk on this song. So it was written in the 90s by Angus and Malcolm Young of AC/DC. And I have always loved this song. It's always been a song that has brought me a sense of empowerment. And so I just, this whole project that I pretty much wrote by myself with just a couple collaborators called The Phoenix Project, and that's the album that the single is from. It was really about coming back after taking some time off music to just kind of do life for a while. Mm-hmm. And so it's I'm kind of the comeback kid with this album. And I thought, what not a better way to come back than with an empowering song like Thunderstruck.
So is this a classic like this? Is that one that you were always playing kind of at live shows before kind of the release? Is this one kind of you always kind of love playing and performing live?
Yeah, it took me a little while to actually build up the courage to do this song live, mostly because there are just some songs that people don't touch because they're just so perfect as they are.
Yeah,
and so this was one where I kind of thought, you know what, this song doesn't need anyone else to bring it to the stage. It's famous worldwide and will be forever. Mm-hmm. However, there are very, very few females that have ever covered the song. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to put Saskatchewan, sort of take on it with a little bit of country, a little bit of bluegrass, you know, a little bit of rock, and just put it out on the world stage and see what happens. And so I'm super proud of it.
Love it. Again, joined now by Jessica Robinson. Jessica, tell us a little bit about your set list and playlist, kind of most of your shows. Obviously, Thunderstruck being a big part of it, but is there always a combination of originals and classics, rock, and all genres? What's the set list looking like most nights for you? Because I'm sure it changes from show to show sometime, but what do you like playing live for the most part?
Well, you know, honestly, country music is always going to be, you know, have my heart. But I was trained in classical and jazz.
Yeah.
And definitely had a rock phase. So I'm kind of one of those artists that likes to dabble in a lot of different genres. And somehow I pull it together and it sort of feels like a cohesive mix. So there are a lot of originals. Certainly I've got, co-produced two albums in Nashville.
Right.
And then I did this album with Aaron Young in Calgary. And so there's lots of originals to play, but certainly lots of fun covers as well.
That's cool. Very cool to hear. Going forward, Jessica, what's the next little bit looking like for you? Are you continuing to songwrite, playing some shows around Sask, or what's the next little bit looking like for you? Maybe you're taking some downtime as Christmas is coming up soon. What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Well, we just launched the album just in a couple of weeks ago, and this new single is out across Canada on radio. So a lot of just kind of promotion for that, and just deep gratitude to you and many of the other radio folks that have gotten behind the single. So just that kind of promotional stuff, then take a little breather for Christmas, and then hit the ground running after Christmas for preparing for festival season.
Nice. Oh, I'm ready. Winter's just basically starting. I'm all ready for festival season. As soon as you said that, I'm ready to go, and it's still a long ways to kind of wait. But yeah, you know what? That's a good point, because it's probably around, I don't know how early in advance you kind of start booking and applying for shows. Is probably kind of in the colder months that you start preparing and booking some festival shows. Is it that far in advance?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So January is a big month. I'm hoping that, you know, the single gets played across Canada as it seems to be. I found out I was in the top 10 today for indie artists. So that's a great start for just a couple of weeks in. And just hoping to get people talking about female empowerment and just, you know, maybe see some cool things come to fruition for the summer.
Right there with you. That's awesome to hear. Jessica, before we let you go, if people want to kind of follow along with what you're up to, is there a website, social media platforms you're posting to? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Absolutely. Well, the album is on all streaming platforms right now. And as well, they can find me at Jessica Robinson on Facebook and by the same name on Instagram as well.
Perfect. Jessica, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, congratulations with the release. Love what you did with the classic. And we really appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.